Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If Love and Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah.
That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby didn't Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie better mode than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch us on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
What's happening?
How are you, buddy?
I'm good.
Hello, Vlad.
What up?
Dude, I swear to God, I told this to Marcos when he told me you were here on Thursday. I said, that's a Knicks one. You've had a streak filling in for us when you've produced. I want to say you're like 3-4 straight. You've been in after victories. So I thought for sure, after I heard you were doing today, I was like, Knicks are taking game one. Vlad's on a heater. Are you okay?
Like the setting, like the, you see my name on the screen right now?
It says 47-year-old Vlad relived 16, 17 years of pain.
No, 17. Well, it should have said 17-year-old Vlad's pain.
Oh, 16, 17-year-old Vlad pain.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That was 31 years ago.
Oof.
That was brutal because, first of all, how that ball bounced straight up in the air.
It's a ridiculous
to just
shot.
Put Vlad, to just put that extra little twist in the heartbreak.
Oh,
right? You know, it's not like it just went in. It had to bounce
so high
over the shot clock, but perfectly so that it dropped dead in.
Yeah.
And to have a guy who's considered in the NBA the most overrated player in the NBA.
According to the players.
According to the players.
I saw a great tweet yesterday.
And he's hosing through everybody.
I saw a great tweet yesterday. I'm sorry I don't have the person who wrote it, but they said they need to release that ballot of who voted for him. We need names.
Right.
To who's doing this on the Halliburton now, Revenge Tour.
Now, being down here, would we not say it's Tatum?
The most overplayed of the league?
Overrated. Because They've given
he's
him.
He's most thrown in my face.
Right, but that's sure. that's overrated.
Oh, hello! Blah, blah, blah.
Single digits.
10.04?
10.04. Wow. That Hi. Means you just had a conversation Still, with Lupe.
No, I'm going to tell
on
you.
On your way in.
Wrong.
I heard some really good news, actually. What'd
you hear?
Oh, I'm
not going to say it on air. Oh. But here's the thing.
Office fodder.
You know what that means, right?
What?
School's out.
It's getting there.
Yeah. Not yet. It's not till June.
So. No, but school's out. That's it's the reason why traffic.
Next, Palm Beach next week's last week.
Traffic's done, bro.
Really?
Yeah, Palm Beach is done next week. I was like, oh, man, you guys get a short week. You get Memorial Week off. But they just had like, they're not really schooling anymore. Like, testing was last week for everybody, I think. The other people I don't know is high school. But middle school, elementary school, they've already done testing, at least in Palm Beach. Maybe, like, that's everything's kicked back a week here. But my kids are basically Disney plusing it the rest of the school year. There's nothing going on. I can't, like, losing a game like that, you're up, what were they up, 15?
Dude, we were up 14.
14 with 2 minutes left? And Neesmith hits?
Five.
Ooh.
5 3-pointers.
What did he miss in the fourth quarter? He just got hot.
And then nine.
You missed 12 free throws.
That if you lose this
All
series,
that
Ananobi, that's going to haunt him.
Well, I'll tell you the two things, Ananobi. This series is over if he just catches the bounce pass from Brunson.
Mm-hmm.
That's a layup,
yep.
Or that's game. That's it. It happens.
It's a haunting.
It notoriously
loss.
Happens
it's
to
a
us.
Haunting.
They just put up a stat.
Mm-hmm.
Teams up 9 or down 9 with a minute left to go in the game.
Had to be undefeated.
Oh. And 1,414.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Now they're one.
That's a loss for all time.
Right.
But I'm cool with that.
Are you?
Yeah, because the last time that happened, we won the series still.
Yeah, I get you, man. But this kid's been on a heater right now.
Can I just say this? Vlad, if it had been anybody else other than the guy that the players voted as the most overrated, it would have a different feel.
I'm going to tell you what they're going to do.
It's just
too.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to tell you what they're going to do.
What?
Game 3, they're lifting Papa's ban.
No, they already did. Barkley wants to lift it.
They're going to lift the ban because he was at, where was he, at a Buffalo Wild Wings yesterday. They made the poor dad watch. And, like, he's going crazy. They had the video come out. The pop that place is going to get in the second quarter when dad shows up courtside. Oh, wow. Yeah, you guys may have Chalamet, but Papa Halliburton?
Naismith,
that's going to get those hayseeds quite excited in Indiana.
Naismith didn't even touch the rim.
No, he was ridiculous yesterday.
No, he was on fire, bro.
He was ridiculous. Could he, like, he had, what are you, 32? Ridiculous. Yeah, listen, that team is got a lot of firepower. A lot of firepower. But it is crazy what Halliburton's doing right now. It really is because, you know, there's a lot of great guards left. Every one of these teams has a great guard, you know? With SGA, he got the MVP. Good for him. Obviously, Ant-Man's, you know, the truth. Brunson, most clutch player in the league. And I probably think if you lined up all four of them, Halliburton's the guy everyone would draft last.
Right.
But the stones on this guy.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
He's just got that X factor. He's just got it.
I mean, like, he's also really good. Like, guys who are really, really good can have the X factor.
Nah, some guys don't have it, though.
Vlad,
some guys don't got that stones.
A bum can have the X factor. You got to be a level of good to even be considered for it.
Yeah, but there are guys who are a level of good who, like, you don't feel like will take that moment and rise up and do it.
This is the problem with him. People think he's good. They don't think he's very good. But he does things like yesterday, like he's done throughout the postseason, where you got to start acknowledging that he's actually very good and might be he's a star that might be heading into superstardom if he continues doing this.
Right.
That's
for
it.
Sure. Look, you get to the NBA Finals, that's going to be absolutely huge for him. Losses like that are haunting. Like the
you do realize who you're looking at.
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, that's fair. Sorry.
Okay.
I apologize. All right.
That's why I was like, I had no problem coming in.
See,
you know.
The only thing that I would say.
Did you
Vlad's,
sleep?
In Vlad's.
Absolutely, but I have not watched any sports.
Oh, that's a great mechanism.
Dude, you know what? yeah, if I out myself, whatever. Thank God for streaming.
The difference between my situation and Vlad's,
mm-hmm.
Pacers still got to win 3 more games.
Yeah.
It was done. It was over.
Yeah, but to relive another haunting moment like that.
Yeah, but the players aren't going to do that.
Fam, like I just told you, 16, 17-year-old Vlad just met 47-year-old Vlad.
Just stared at each other.
Wait, 16, 17-year-old, he say, don't worry about it, old Vlad. In 30 years, you're going to feel my pain.
I'm like, there was me and my dad argued this morning.
Mm-hmm.
We could tell. I was like, he wanted to use. I was like, I got to go to work. I can't drop you up. No. That was it. That was the argument.
That was it?
He wanted, can I use? No, I got to go. No. Can you drop? No. And then 5 minutes later, how the hell did we lose a 14-point lead? That was the argument. Like, there's been silence. Just silence.
And the thing about sports is this. And here's how you can separate some of the great players from the really good players. They get a feel sooner than other players of how this game is going and do something about it, right? And what I would say is there's been so many times where the star on the losing team has been having a free-for-all and being able to score at will, but then you get into those moments where the other team starts coming back and they think they can just keep doing what they've been doing, and they don't adjust to say, okay, let me get to the rim, or let me do this, or we need a bucket here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what hurts. That's what hurts these comebacks, is that everybody just continues to do what they're doing and not realize that, okay, we need this right now. And that's what I say it about Jimmy. I say that about Tyler. When you've only scored 8 points in a quarter, does anybody look around and say, okay, I gotta do something?
Well, I think, we talked about this the last series with him. It's like, like two kids who grew up together. Tyler got off to a fast start, but like there's just something he's got that Tyler don't got. I don't know what it is. I think it's his willingness to just do ridiculous stuff. Because right. I've always said with Tyler, as polished as he is an offensive player, he loves stuff to be clean. This guy is so like, and there's, it's funny because we got two of these guys in the playoffs right now with just how awkward they are
right.
with him and SGA.
Right.
But he, like, that whole scenario of dribbling around bridges, then he sees Mitchell Robinson, he takes it all the way back to the, I'm like, to do all that controlled, but it looks like you're like, this isn't going to work, is it? Nope. He got it off.
But here's the kicker. And one of the things you could fault the Knicks for is, there ain't no way in hell he should have been able to dribble around like that without some hands on him or something.
He made them all whiff. But that's, dude, the thing, Leroy.
When he got into the paint, it was two guys in all of the paint.
He already had Bridges stumbling.
He was going for a layup. He was going right. for two, yeah. And then he got stopped and then turned around and then shot the three.
Because they're probably thinking to themselves, oh, great, this is going to end terribly for him.
It wasn't it was his shot.
It's kind of what the Knicks did.
We choked. The Knicks pulled, he illustrated it quite well.
Some would say they pulled the A-Rod. And everybody used to talk about how great A-Rod was. Uh-huh. But then when they got in the playoffs, they say I'd rather have Jeter because he wasn't.
Yeah, but they got one of the most clutch guys.
They do.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
But sometimes
they just did this to the Celtics.
I understand.
They just did
I'm not
this to the Celtics
that.
Twice.
I'm not gonna take that. I'm not gonna let that A-Rod slander happen because Yankees don't win that 2009 World Series without.
Oh, especially A-Rod. The ALCS.
I know, but what people think of A-Rod?
No, for most right, of his career,
have
he was.
Thought about that. Him.
Right until that 2009 right. World Series when he helped them win the World Series, and he was critical in that. So that happens.
And could it only be because he played with Jeter?
No,
he was bad before that too. Like, you know, and he was always on losing teams. Like, that was a big thing with him.
Right.
We'll take a break. We're going to talk coming up later on this hour. Brian Boucher from NHL on TNT. He's going to stop by the program as we got game two tonight. Cats and Canes. We'll take a break. More to come here on the show back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM.
Ooh, that was a nice radio voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got some more Dierks Bentley tickets to give away. His Broken Branches tour, the I Think Financial Amphitheater in June, is coming your way. We got your chance to win. So keep on listening to our show for details on how you can win. We'll give that away before the end of today's program. Panthers back on the ice tonight. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose over 300 new Volkswagen miles in stock with the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Cats back at it tonight. Game two of the Eastern Conference Final, 8 o'clock against the Carolina Hurricanes. We're going to talk to Brian Boucher from TNT coming up here in about 10 minutes or so. And we'll get some thoughts on game two from their color analyst on what was going on. He was right between the benches, so we could hear what kind of chirping was going on. You think he's got to keep that secret?
No.
Yes.
Because
yes.
Is that
I mean,
poor taste?
The profanity portion of it.
Well, yeah. But can we, I mean, you know, it's like he's
no.
Hey,
but because
tell us
he's
exactly
probably,
what did Marchand say as he left?
He's probably telling the guys upstairs.
Hmm? Yeah, the guys upstairs maybe, but he's not telling the public. There's just certain things.
Is that sacred?
Yeah.
That's sacred? You can't do that?
Leroy, have you ever said anything publicly to conversations that were had in the line of scrimmage?
Exactly. It's a little different, though.
Exactly.
It's a little different because everybody knows. See, the thing about football is guys want everybody in the world to think they tough, right? So they act and say things and get all in your face so everybody think they tough. And that don't bother me because if you got to try to fool all these people into believing you tough, then your ass ain't that tough. Mm. So
you know who's tough? Nico Mikola. He's tough.
Oh, my goodness.
Tough.
So Condor?
Yeah, the Condor. But according to Paul Maurice – everybody's got five nicknames. He's like, everybody's got okay, so he's got room for more.
So he's got room for
He's got room for more. But but apparently the Condors, that's a Paul Maurice special. He goes, bird of prey, biggest bird of prey. He goes, even though it's more of a scavenger. I was like, well.
J-Fig doesn't want to make the Condor then.
That's true. Would you would
like
you make
polar
it
a bear much better?
Why?
I like polar
because then you might have to throw them hands.
Yeah, it looks like the birds of prey. You heard.
I don't think anybody looks at the condor and is like, "Well, that's vicious." But I guess it,
it
is the biggest.
Doesn't even sound aggressive.
No, but they eat. They're like ravengers. They don't
scavengers.
Huh?
Scavengers. Ravengers.
Oh, that's from.
What are you? Scooby-Doo?
No, that's from. You know, that's from.
No,
that's from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Ravengers.
Ravengers.
You really loved Guardians of
the Galaxy. Taserface!
He knows any movie.
You know what's funny? Leroy, ultimate male, right? Man, football play and everything. But when it comes to Guardians of the Galaxy, he turns into a kid.
Loves it. He loves
it. Oh, no, I love books. I love the all of the
Marvel.
Marvel. Yeah. I'm Marvel over DC because DC movies, when you go to the movie theater, I got to squint because they're so damn dark. Like, just the filmography is, like, dark.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk some NHL playoffs, Eastern Conference Final. Game 2 tonight for the Cats. Brian Boucher is scheduled.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Join us next from NHL and TNT. All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM.
Wow, Vlad, you must have just grabbed one, huh?
He's
the return music.
Just give him a break today, man. He's going through it.
The job.
The fact that he showed up today shows courage.
The job is the job, though.
The job is the job. I understand, but he's.
What music did you want to hear right now?
I mean,
what did you? No, go ahead.
Everybody got it ready for next break.
You're lashing out.
No, I'm not lashing out. I just. When I think of songs, I'm just say this: when I think of songs that Vlad would come back with, that caught me off guard.
Right, we're coming back with NHL right now, so okay. Little Foo Fighters is good.
We got ourselves Game 2 tonight of the Eastern Conference Final. Florida Panthers taking on the Carolina Hurricanes. You of course can hear that game right here on 560 WQAM, 7:30. You got yourself a little Panthers preview. If you guys are watching it tonight, you'll be watching it. NHL on TNT tonight. Their coverage gets going at 7 o'clock, and one of their analysts joining us here, Brian Boucher, here on the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, and visit them online at toyotaofhollywood.com. Brian, thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure. Great to be with you guys.
So the interesting thing this last game, other than the Panthers putting on it, it seemed like Carolina got to a point. I think it was somewhere after Bob had the no stick save where they wanted to get a little physical with the goalie. Brian, as a former goalie yourself, what do you make of when that starts happening? Where a team likes to get a little chippy with the guy between the pipes? So is that them trying to get into his head? Is that a tilt on trying to mess with him a little bit? Like when that starts happening from a team, what's going on there? What's the strategy?
Yeah, I think there's no doubt. I think they're recognizing that Bobrovsky's locked in and trying to find a way to get under his skin any way you can. And I think some goaltenders who probably don't have as much experience as Bob might get unraveled there in a situation like that and kind of get caught up into it. But when you watch Bob play, I mean, he's so focused, so dialed in. He kind of gets away from that stuff. He knows not to get engaged. He's not going to get rattled by any of that stuff. The only thing that you got to be careful of is that you don't actually take a serious hit, right? That actually can injure you. But you're right. It did look like it was a concerted effort on Carolina's part to get there, to make sure they get a body on him and see if they can rattle his cage. But he was locked. He was locked in. I didn't see him being bothered by it whatsoever.
I'm curious of this because, Brian, you played with him as a rookie. Like, we got Bob as a vet. He's had a very incredible journey here with the ups and downs in his flucker, and now he's on his way to legendary status with everybody. But he's known for his crazy preparation. Like, did he always have that, like, coming into the league as a rookie? What was rookie Bob like?
Yeah, he did. Well, first of all, rookie Bob didn't speak a lick of English, so my communication with him was pretty limited, aside from hand gestures and whatnot. This guy, I mean, he got to the rink extremely early. His preparation in the weight room, his pregame stretching routine, everything that he did was impeccable. I had not seen a goaltender work as hard as he had up to that point. And I played with a lot of guys, a lot of veteran guys that had long careers that I respected, and this kid came in undrafted in Philadelphia. I think I skated with him for like 10 minutes at the end of August with our goalie coach. We went out there and we did some drills, and I told my goalie coach in 5 minutes, I said, I'm in trouble. Like, this guy is that good. I could tell in 5 minutes that this guy was special, and it there's no secret to his success. I mean, what he does is he just works. He prepares. He does not get bothered by outside noise. He insulates himself and he just worries about his process, which is a big reason why he's been successful.
Brian, I've watched the Panthers now for a while, and they've really turned it around when they became more physical. And we have these other teams trying to match their physicality, but it's not who they are. With teams that play against them, and I mean, even the team they're playing now, wouldn't they be better off just playing their game? Because when you try to be physical, you're actually, they play better. Because, now you're in our yard. Now you want to play our style of hockey. We do this every day. You're just a visitor.
Yeah, I think you nailed it 100%. This is Carolina playing that type of game. It's not who they are. It's not their identity. Their identity is they play on their toes. They're fast. They fire pucks to the net. They retrieve it. They get it back. They throw it to the net. They get you spinning around. They get you out of your comfort zone. But it felt to me in game one that there were some guys on Carolina's roster that wanted to prove that they were tough guys, right, that they could go punch for punch with Florida's physicality. And I agree with you. I don't think it's a strength of Carolina's team. I don't think they should be focusing on that. And, if Andrei Svechnikov wants to play that type of game, I respect it because he wants to play a man's game. I'm cool with that. But I don't know that that's necessarily his strength and what he should be focusing on. I think what he should be focusing on is, driving offense, possessing pucks, getting to the hard areas, and trying to provide offense. If he does that, you know, that's what's going to make Carolina successful. If he's going out of his way to deliver hits, I think that just plays right into Florida's hands.
Especially when, you know, the Panthers have sometimes struggled on the odd man rush, right? And Carolina hasn't used that speed at all to create as many of those opportunities as possible. They stay back and check each other, check the Panthers. And I'm like, wait a minute. You're not even using your advantage that you've had all year to see if it works.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think that, you know, if they want to get aggressive and be physical and allow Florida to use a rush game, it's another element that I think Florida has in their arsenal. They've got good players. They've got some skilled players that can make plays off the rush, but it's not necessarily who they are. But if Carolina is going to go out of their way to be physical, I think it can open up some of that game for Florida. It'll be interesting to see the adjustments that Carolina makes tonight. Like, I think, and, you know, we'll talk to the coaches here soon, so I wish I was doing this afterwards, and I probably could give you more insight. Mm-hmm. If I was coaching Carolina, I would be – you know, it's a fine line. Like, we've got to be able to, you know, to not be bullied around the ice, but at the same time, we can't go out of our way to engage in that type of play. And we've got to play to our strengths, which is play fast, get pucks behind their defense, possess it. Like I said, get it. You know, when you get it to the point, get it to the net, retrievals, all that stuff, and then you get them having extended D-zone time, the Panthers, and then perhaps they take penalties, and now you get on the power play, and now you're playing your game. So, but you know, it'll be interesting to see if they're more passive tonight or if they just go double down and say, you know what, no, we're gonna play Florida's game. I'm curious to see what the Panther what the Hurricanes do.
Can you take us to the ice when the Gosses Bear hits Marchand with the shot? All hell kind of breaks loose there. What was your perspective of that going down on game one?
Yeah, I thought Marchand was late on that hit. He was trying to, you know, listen, this is playoff hockey, and you do whatever you can to rattle your opponent. I think Marchand, it was borderline late. You know, there was intent to hit a good player. You know, you could say borderline dirty. And Gostisbehere saw it at the last minute. And Gostisbehere, you know, he was doing his thing where he's, you know, trying to, you know, send a message to Marchand. I think it's great. These are the things in playoff hockey that you love to see. Marchand, you know, a veteran that's been there, done it. He knows how in a long series, like, you plant that seed. And I feel like an instance like that, you can see how it rattled the Hurricanes, right? I mean, right. when you take a shot at somebody, you know that you've gotten underneath somebody's skin. And it's going to be important for the Hurricanes to control their emotions and not let a guy like Marchand do that to you. Because if you do that, you get out of your game plan. And but it was pretty – I thought it was funny to see. I thought there's no doubt that Gostisbehere had intent to shoot it at him. I don't mind that stuff. I think it's great.
What do you think about the influence Marchand's had with those two young guys on his line with Lustarainen and Lindell, especially because Lindell's younger? Because it was funny seeing – The first power play get drawn, which Carolina was upset about because they thought they missed a hit on Lindell. And I thought it was funny because, like, I don't really see Lindell do that a lot. Everybody calls him Baby Barky, but it seems like now he's starting to get some of the Marchand extracurriculars brought into his game.
Yeah, Marchand, I think, can drag you into the fight a little bit. I think that's a good thing, gets you engaged. So, you know, and then you got a guy that, like I mentioned before, he's been there, done it. I mean, you just feel that much more confident when you have a guy riding shotgun with you in that regard. But, you know, from a hockey standpoint, what Marchand, I think, brings to that line, you know, Lustarainen and Lundell, very conscientious defensive players. But with Marchand, I think he brings an element of thinking offense to those two guys that I think is really beneficial. And in order to get the trust of your coach, you know, you always have to be responsible defensively. You have to be trustworthy in certain situations. And I think those guys, Lundell and Lustarainen, have already done that. And now this is the next step in their game where they play with a veteran guy in Marchand who's like, no, hey, when we get the puck, let's go. Let's try and generate. And, you know, now you got three lines that you have to worry about. That's a deep lineup. And, you know, so the pickup of Marchand at the deadline – has been great. I mean, great for this Panthers team. And, you know, for Marchand, it was a bit of a slow start to the year. He had some off-season surgeries, I think, that slowed his training. But now you're starting to see the real Brad Marchand. And I think he's super motivated because he's playing with a group of players that are dialed in, that are professional. And it really is a nice marriage to see.
Talking to Brian Boucher, you guys can catch the NHL on TNT tonight. 7 o'clock, their coverage gets going. Of course, puck drop is at 8 o'clock. You can also hear it here on WQM. A couple more before we get you out of here, Brian. Things are going pretty good for the Cats right now. You know, Matthew Tkachuk making his way back to the playoffs was obviously a big feat for him coming back from that groin injury. There's been a lot of debate. Like, does he look fully himself? What are your thoughts watching Matthew out there? He hasn't scored since the Lightning series, but still doing good things. Does he look all the way back to you?
No, I don't think he's 100%. I think he, you know, I wouldn't be surprised, you know, to hear that, you know, in the off season, you know, there's more maintenance to that injury that needs to take place. But he's a gutsy player, and he just gets himself prepared to a certain point to play a game that is effective. And you know, that's a luxury you have when you have a team that is deep enough where you can shut a guy down so that he can get to this point. And, you know, it almost felt like the Panthers just took the long range approach heading into trade deadline and into the playoffs, understanding where they were. Yeah, you know, everybody's talking about getting the division, getting home ice, not all that important to a veteran group like this. And I think for Tkachuk, he's gotten himself to a point where, you know, maybe he's 80%, but his 80% is a hell of a lot better than some people's 95% just because of the way that he plays and the intangibles that he brings. And, you know, once he gets on the power play and you're in zone, I mean, listen, Matthew Tkachuk has never been the greatest fleet of foot skater that there is, but you get him on the power play, you get him in tight areas, he can protect the puck, he can make plays in tight spaces, and he just has that ability to get underneath people's skin like few can in the National Hockey League. I mean, he comes back to the bench, he always has something to say to the other side. It's quite funny to be down there and see some of the stuff that he does and how upset the others get when he's talking.
He may not be 100%, but I tell you what is 100%, his mouth. Holy smokes, he doesn't stop.
He does not stop. You're right. You're right about that.
Thanks for the time, Brian. We're looking forward to your coverage tonight, and I appreciate you giving us some time this morning.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, guys. Great talking to you.
There you go. Brian Boucher, you guys can catch him tonight on TNT. Of course, can also listen to that game right here, 560 WQAM.
See that? I went hockey.
It was very. You said odd man rush. I was very proud of you.
I saw his heart welled up. He's like, look, I'm so proud of him.
I liked learning about rookie Bob.
I mean, he's consistent.
Same thing. Except couldn't speak English.
I don't understand. Like, you know what? It's amazing to me what Panthers do to other teams, right? And you can look at it in any sport. When a physical team plays a high-scoring team and the physical team gets under the high-scoring team's skin, basically they want to then play in the dirt with them, and you've already lost. So at no point in time did I see Carolina use, you know, going into it, I heard everybody say they got a lot of speed. They're gonna, you know, they might be able to get after Bob because they're gonna have a lot of odd man rushes and they're gonna this and that. And then they're getting in fist fights. I'm like, you already lost. You're not even doing what got you here. So, yeah.
By the way, shout out to the Panthers. They were just named Sports Team of the Year by the Sports Business Journal.
Really?
So, congratulations to the Panthers. I know they're up for some awards too for organization, their PR department. Adeline and Tommy, man, they do a great job for us. They're always making cats available for us or getting us broadcasters or their whole team. So, shout out to them.
I like when we go to the ice den.
Oh, I love the ice den.
I love the ice
den. I'm thinking about maybe perusing by the ice den and getting a little more swag before game two. I don't know.
I kind of want to attend.
Here's the problem. You know what the problem is?
I don't know where to say stop.
You got to go east.
I know.
So if you go, like you leave here and you go east, you get out of there about 3 or 4.
I know.
Woof.
It's going to be a trek.
That's why when we went, right, went and got some oysters, made a little evening out of it.
Focus.
But that place is incredible. I thought that was the only rink, though.
No.
Yeah.
No. But it's like, it's nice to see they've upgraded. You know, like, nothing against the Ice Den. The Ice Den is a fine rink, but it's old
new
school.
New Ice Den.
No, I'm talking about the old one in Coral Springs.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was like, that. Basically, it was like, you remember they had that Gold's Gym right at the corner of, when you go across 10th and Powerline, right at that corner right there? Mm-hmm. That used to be a Gold's Gym up top. And on the bottom, they had the soccer, indoor soccer, and then indoor hockey, right? And, like, that's kind of what that was. Like, it wasn't – the Panthers used it,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't really for the Panthers. It was for all the other stuff.
You got some kids figure skating there.
Right.
David Booth trying to get work in.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Thanks again to Brian Boucher for stopping by the show. By the way, your ticket to the summer is here. Live Nation's got $30 tickets to more than 1,000 shows to celebrate, and we're giving you a chance to win those tickets. 5 shows at the I Think Financial Amphitheater, including Hardy, The Offspring, Toto,
Kesha,
Pantera, and a whole lot more. It's easy to enter. Just go to WQAM's contest page and enter right there. You guys can win. For more information on how you can see these shows for just $30 tickets, go check it out on the lawn. Love watching on the lawn.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I haven't been.
I don't think I've ever done a show on the lawn besides Warped Tour. That was a long time ago.
I don't. That's where I got the Miranda Lambert pink lemonade.
I know.
Yeah.
Now, how many people could fit in there?
The lawn?
I think.
No, just total. Because I know they have seats also.
I think probably 4,000 or 5,000?
Maybe more of that.
Maybe a little bit more.
Like, when I hear people performing there, and I don't want to discredit anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying, like,
20,000 people.
I see. Right. You know what? They've packed 20,000.
That's a big. Like, it's a big lawn. More. It's a big
okay,
lawn.
Okay, so that's why I'm asking. I'm like, I don't see Kesha doing 4,000 or 5,000 people yet.
No, I mean the actual sitting seats are probably like 20% of it.
No, I'm saying that's why when you said 20,000, I'm like, okay. Oh,
tell you what though, they have. I'm not gonna lie, they have this racket now. Can't bring your own chairs.
Yeah,
really? What, and they have to rent chairs. Them or something.
Yeah, how much are the chairs?
Like $10 a piece.
They got to be some raggedy. Wait,
no, there's some nice chairs.
Wait, wait, wait. So are they rentals, just say or that, you have to like buy them?
Hey,
the rentals.
Okay.
So, oh, to rent the chair.
Yeah, you rent them.
Oh, I was getting ready to say because Astron might not be able.
Oh,
to
rent no, yeah, you can't.
Buy there's no way. Some of these concerts, there's no way Astron could fit into some of these, man.
Love how your mind instantly goes to that.
It's awesome.
Because I've seen some of the raggedy chairs that are. On these lawn concerts.
Dade Sass, says Tobin wear the flip-flops on the lawn? I may have.
Sure. Perhaps.
It is flip-flop weather.
First of all, I could just see you and D walking in, right? What do you want to do? Ooh, let's get one of those drinks.
Oh, first thing I do is that.
Do you get to refill?
I go right
because you bought the.
No.
No, you got to buy more.
Refill?
No, because. No, I'm not saying free, but you know how you get the big.
Yeah,
because you got the one with the pink hat.
Brand saying they're $25 now.
I feel like if you buy lawn, you might as well just get, like, there should be an option for it already. Do you have to, like, buy it over there?
Or but here's, tickets are sold through the
Live Nation?
Yes. And they have their own racket with the.
You still got to pay for parking. You still got to pay for the chairs.
So that's how a lot of these places,
I don't know because I'm usually sitting in
the
chair.
You pay for parking?
Move.
Yeah, do you pay for parking?
You don't pay for parking, I think.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
You do. Oh, now you do.
Maybe now.
Hey, you know ain't nobody passing up on a buck.
Nah, they usually let you park.
No, not
that's
anymore,
like in
dude.
Vegas.
Hey.
All the drinks are free, but you're always tipping, and you still could go broke.
Nah, you got to park at the Dick's Sporting Goods now. You want free parking.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, they don't put the sign out?
Well, you might. I mean, like, it's a risk.
It's also a very
but how can they prove that you're not in Dick's?
They can't. I'm going to go buy a Gatorade, and then I'll I'm a customer.
Yeah, but then at what time hey, yo. What time does that store close?
I don't know.
Concerts go 9? On for a while.
I don't do it. I'm just saying, like, that's what people will do. I pay for parking.
I overthink a lot, so there's no way.
Brand saying, yeah, parking just started. This guy may work.
See, yeah, he might be working there. Yeah, wow. Mm-hmm. They get, all right.
What about, didn't they just have a concert down here where the people's cars got towed?
Yeah, that happened at That was the Beyonce show? What did they just do?
What Beyonce? No.
F1. That just happened with F1.
F1.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
They were towing everybody's stuff.
They were towing everybody's cars, and they paid for parking.
Take a break. Out Tua is next.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.